going to continue Herovis, the famous sugi bas shma bas taima. So first, before we have a couple of things, Mr. Frankel's not here. He had a baby girl, but we'll sing for when he comes back. Okay. And then we have to decide when we should have a bechina. We should be able to decide that. I'll let you know the beginning of next week. I'll figure it out myself. And do that. Okay, and see, these are big yesodos of Taruvus. As a Shem, I just want to explain that now I'm giving you all the fundamentals of Taruvus, and then once you understand all the fundamentals, then we can show you how it applies to a modern day shaila, or modern day kitchen, or modern day. The point of all this is ultimately to get the practical applications.
Like the New York wine bug shaila.
What?
Like the New York City bug.
The New York City bug shaila, which.
Understand that.
Right, to understand that. To understand shailas that come up in the kitchen and ovens and but if you don't understand what all these fundamentals are, then everything else is just like you're reading it from a pamphlet. You understand? You have pamphlets that come out of halacha. This says this, Rav Zach says that. But you don't really understand. You don't understand anything because you say Rav this paskins this way, and Rav this says this type of oven and that type of oven and this type of thing and that type of thing, and you don't learn anything. You don't. Like Rav Amital Zatzal once said, a person goes to a big poisek and he gives him a sock, yes and no, so he's able to get his shaila, but he doesn't know, he doesn't learn anything from that in terms of, he has hadrach of what he needs to do for this second, but in terms of his ability of, the people who actually learn from Gedolei HaPoskim, who sat like by Rav Yashiv, and he heard how he passed him the shaila, but then had a discussion of why, what was behind it. If you just hear how somebody passed him the shaila and you don't know the whole background, so then you're never going to be able to apply it yourself. Because you have to know, and in fact, halacha, you have to know every single detail of why this case is this way and this case is different, and that takes, so you have to know all the fundamentals. Okay, so this is the shaila. There is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Chamra Atika Be'invi. So you have a tarovis of Chamra Atika, old wine, and the old wine is sitting together with the grapes, Be'invi. So you have wine and grapes together in a pot. So now the grapes have a certain time. The wine is not new wine, it's old wine. So it's going to be, its time is going to be different than the grapes. Because grapes is new. Whenever you have a grape, it just got cut off from the tree. Whatever. So if you have new wine, so that's going to be the same taste as the grapes. Because new wine, a grape is new wine. If you have old wine, so that's going to taste differently. So if you have Chamra Atika Be'invi, we have old wine together with, now what are we talking about? That the wine is dreif in the colloquial sense. It's Yain Nesach. If it wasn't Yain Nesach, there would be nothing to talk about. So, obviously. Right? So, and the tam of the wine is seeping into the grapes. So how does that affect the grape? So chamra tika beinvi divrei hakol v'no sein tam. So the shear is no sein tam. In other words, shishim. If you have shishim of the grapes to the wine, the grapes are 60 times more, so then the tam of the wine will be bottom. If you don't, then there's an asinus tam, and it's going to be awesome. Then, for shteitzik, you can't drink the wine, but you can't even eat the grapes, because the grapes now have the tam of the wine. But what if you have chamra chadata be'invi? If you have new wine, so new wine and grapes is different. That's min b'mino. That's not min, the first case was min b'shein amino. Chamra chadata be'invi is min b'mino.
Why is min b'mino in this case? In case you have new wine and grapes.
Oh, so let's see. Give me a little bit to explain. So Abai Omar b'mashahu. So what does mashahu mean? Mashahu means that even if you have shishim, it's still not going to help. When we say iser mashahu, like chametz, the Pesach is in a samasho. So that means if you have some chametz that is in a tapshil, say a little, you're making a pesedika cholent, and one barley fell in, a chametz dika barley, fall into the big pot of cholent, and you cook the cholent. And you have shishim connected, that one barley, right? One barley, a whole pot of cholent. Even if you don't have the biggest pot of cholent in the world, you have shishim, the whole thing is asa. Because that's iser mashu. Iser mashu means even if I have shishim, it's still not bata. Okay? So we have concepts in halacha of an iser mashu. So Yayin Nesach, here is an Issa Mashu. Yayin
Nesach Doraisa, right?
Yeah, Issa Mashu. And Chametz B'Pesach, you have the Issa Mashu. So Cham Rechadata B'Invi Abai Omer B'Mashu V'Rava Omer B'No Sein Tam. And Rava says B'No Sein Tam. Rava says, no, you have this regular din of Shishim. So what's the machlokas? Abai Omar b'mashu b'osetai mazlinan. You follow the tam. So the question is, and this is going to get to your question. When we have to define is something mimbamino mimbashein amino. So till now, I gave you definitions. For example, treif orange juice fell into milk. So that's orange juice doesn't taste the same as milk, so they have different tastes. And they're also called different things. Milk is called milk, and orange juice is called orange juice. So, from both perspectives, it's mimbashein amino. But what if you have something that, from the perspective of taste, it's the same, but the perspective of the name, it's different, or vice versa? How do you define? So here, like you said, if you have new wine and grapes, it's the same taste, but they're still called differently. This is called grapes and this is called wine. So if we go from the perspective of tam, it's the same tam, it's mimbamino. If we go from the perspective of what? Of shame, of what it's called, this is called wine, and this is called grapes. So it's been b'shein amino. Now, you have to realize one thing, that the iser mashu by the yayin, by the non-kosher wine, is only b'min b'mino. That's where the isur mashahu is. So in other words, even though min b'mino is usually more chal, right? And it's only need, you only need shishim, right? Need rabbanim, but they, Chazal went further and made an extra isur beyond shishim, min b'mino. Min she'eino mino, it remains what? Shishim b'no Saint Tom. So if you have chamra atika, old wine, and grapes, so it's surely min b'shein amino, because the wine tastes different than the grapes. From the perspective of the tam, it's different. And from the perspective of the what? Of the shame, it's also different. So there's no shayla. But here, when you have the chamra, when you have the new wine, right? You have the chamra chadata, so then, so the taste is the same, but the name is different. So if we follow the taste, it's going to be min b'mino. If we follow the shame, it's min b'she'eino mino. And that's the thing. So chamra chadata b'invi, abai omar b'mashahu, rava omar b'nositam, abai omar shu b'asho shmaz linun, idi v'idi chataima. Sorry. Abai says you follow tam. And they have the same tam. So it's mimbimino. So mimbimino has the isser mashahu. So therefore it's not bato. Havale mimbimino, mimbimino, b'mashahu. Rava omar b'nosin tam. And Rava says it's b'nosin tam. Basa shma azlinan. V'hai shma l'chud, v'hai shma l'chud. V'havale mimbishen amino, u'mimbishen amino, b'nosin tam. That's the Gemara. So, Kayadua, whenever you have a machloikis, Abai v'Rava, so who do we pass it like? What? We pass it like Rava, except for Yalkigam. So, now there are a lot of different shitas of Yalkigam. I remember when I was growing up, I grew up in Rabbi Berzon Shul. Rabbi Berzon was the father of Rabbi Azariah Berzon, the grandfather of Rabbi Yedidiah Berzon. For those that know those, Rabbi Yedidiah's grandfather of Azariah's father. Rabbi Berzon had three sons. He named them Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. And they had two daughters as well. And Mishael passed away, and Hananya and Azariah are still alive. So he was a Talmud. That was years ago. Azariah is in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Berzon was a Talmud of Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. That goes back. He was there when Rabbi Bick was by Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik. Also, this goes back a long time ago. So I remember he said, I think in a smicha b'china from Rav Moshe, one of the questions was to say over the Yalkigam, I don't know, maybe the Lashitas or whatever. That was one of the smicha b'china questions. Okay, we'll see what we have now for smicha b'chinas. I guess that was the earliest, you know, people speak about the oral smicha b'chinas of YU with the Rav and Dr. Belkin and Rav Shatskis. That was later years. But there was the earlier years, you know, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and maybe I think the Meitzer to Eloy, you know, gave smicha here. Meitzer to Eloy. I remember when Rabbi Willig was sitting shiva for his father, so they passed around the smicha at the Beis Ovel. So I think the Meitzer to Eloy was Rav Chaim's like Talmud. Chaim's Talmud was. One of my Talmidim is his great-grandson. He lives here in the Washington Heights. Naftali Palachek is a great-grandson of the Meitzer to Eloy. The Meitzer to Eloy was the prodigy of Rav Chaim. And he was a Rashiva here in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Volchomer. Okay, a little history. Well, not having those signs, that you know, you can read those signs, you can get a little history of what was here. I'm sure the partner of the Major Tour will make it one of these weeks on the side. Okay. So we paskin, so therefore how shall we paskin in this case? Pasa Shema. And therefore it's called Mimbino. Mimbiche Inumino, and it's Vato. So the famous Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Look on page 2. Misarav min b'mino v'nishpach v'inu she'en yicholim l'amor olav. Im noda she'e arubu heter mutter v'im lo noda y arubu heter osur. So says Ramah, ul inyan min b'mino az lina bosa shma. Im mishava have a min b'mino have a lo az lina bosa taima. And he quotes Rabbi Yosef Shem Algorim Chagor Shari Duruk. But there are many Rishonim that this is based on, because they all say that Halach is like Rabbah. Right? Halach is like Rabbah. So we have a question, well, Mim Sheinim, Halach is like Rabbah. So page 4, look in the Mordechai. The Ophel Subosser Beis Minimim. The Kovid V'Ov Shnei Minimim. So if you have ofos and basar, even though it might, I don't know, it might taste the same, but it's of is chicken, this is meat, so it's considered mimishen umino, because it's the different basar shema.
Why should a linguistic phenomenon amongst people having to do with the physical reality of those? You're dying a shyler. I'm going to go run to the library to get a dictionary. Why would a linguistic phenomenon?
Okay, 1 second. Give me a second. Now look at the words Aruah, page 5. Kosev Rabin Shmuel, Halacha Karava, the Botsa Shmuel's Linen. Because Bekula Yisura, the Kula Talmuda, and all of Shas, Abai Varava, Halacha Karava. Bar Mial Kagam. Hilchach Sor Feisa Shnei Shemos Sein Masharinen B'Shishim Kulam Shemos Chalukin Hein. So this is the famous Ramah. We're all famous Ramah. So the question, and I think this is Harav Kreams was alluding to, is so if you want to know whether something is mim b'mino or mim b'shein amino, so the Ramah says it has to be the main thing is bosa shma, not bosa taima. If it's the same, different, even if it's a different tam, but the shame are the same, that's mim b'mino. So that's the Ramah based on this Gemara, based on the Rishonim, that just follow the regular rules of Yalkagam. So the big question that's raised, the Shach, has a whole piece on this, and that is, I don't understand. What's the concept of Min B'Shein Amino? Why is Min B'Mino different than B'Shein Amino? What do we always say? Because Min B'Mino, there's no din of Nesinas Tam, so it's Min B'Mino. Min B'Shein Amino, why is it Shishim? So we got through the whole discussion, because if it's different Min, then it's a different tam. That's why sometimes you can use a kfela or not a kfela. So, of course, isn't it pashut, that when it comes to defining whether something is mim b'mino or mim b'shein amino, we should follow what? The tam. Because that's the whole point. Since it's a different tam, you'll margish the tam. Like we said in the Rashba the other way, it's called like a nikar. You margish the tam. So what in the world are we saying that we should follow the what? The shame. So you'll tell me what? The Ramah is following the Rishonim. The Rishonim are following the Gemara. And the Gemara has Rava on the way of shame. So the Shach says no. You have it all wrong. You have it all wrong. You think you have it right. Push it in the Gemara. Push the time, push the shame. He said no. Avada, says the Shach, we'll see inside in a second. Avada, when it comes to defining whether something is mim amino, mim sheini amino, you follow tam. If it's a different tam, that's what gives it a din of shishim. Because you'll margish the tam. That gives it a din of kfeila, to margish the tam. Not bus of shame, that's what Rav Freem says. It has nothing to do with shame. What about the Gemara? You can say all the svaras you want, but the Gemara is the Gemara. He says like this. He says, "Nah, you got the Gemara all wrong. The Gemara is talking. What is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about when you have shishim already, right? You have shishim already, and the question is it still usur because there's isur mashu, right? So from the tam perspective, we're finished with the tam, even though it's a different tam. But you're not going to be margish because you have shishim." And the case of the Gemara is you have shishim. The question is, are we going to still aser it beyond shishim? Do we say it's mim b'shein amino and therefore it's over? Or do we say it's mim b'mino? But in a hanami, in a case where there would be still not having shishim and it would still be a case of tam, then of course we would follow the tam. But in the case of the Gemara, what's the nidon of the Gemara? Yeah. Whether it's a mashu or not. That means you have shishim already. And now, do we still say it's still usr? So if you hold it's mim b'mino, it's still usr. If you hold mim she'enu b'mino, it's not usr. But in a harami, when we're talking about a case where we don't have shishim, and now we have to, and it's a case, it's a suffix isr or not, if it's a suffix shishim or not, you want to know, of course, you follow tam. And the Gemara, that machlokas in the Gemara is irrelevant, because the machlokas in the Gemara is only on when you have shishim already, and now we want to know, do we have the chumrah of the yayin esach to be an isur mashehu, which is only said by min b'mino, and not by min b'she'eino mino. So let's see that inside, in the Shach. In the Sarvim Mimino, Atam Kasa Rabbe Atam. Page 2. Rabbe Atam says, the whole post came on the Mishitas, the Kayim on Tamki Iker, also Midoraisa. Right? So the whole idea of Mimishani Mino is part of Tamki Iker, and Rabbe Atam Sheet is Tamki Iker, is the Raisa. Rabbe Atam has an added Kiddush that maybe had the topic, you know, that whole discussion. But the Iker vort is that it's a daraisa. Mim shein amino, kivyem shenosin tam, hetzer nefach hefer liyos kulo isser, also kulo mi daraisa. Avo mim bimino, kivyem shein anosin mitam, batel minatora barov. Kidichsi, vachvei rabim mahatos, am sachom hin tzrichu shishim. But mim bimino, mi daraisa is batel barov, and mi darabani mi shishim. Based on this, Timani al Mashakosov Harav. Who's the Rav?
Ramah.
Right? Everyone has their own Rav, you know. Who's the Rav? Who's the Rav? So in the Shach, the Rav is the Ramah. Okay? You know, Mishnayis, you call the Rav what? Bar Terura. The Rabbi Cohen tells over a story. Somebody once came to a Mocher Svarim, and he said that he wants a Mishnayis with Rabbi Soloveitchik's commentary. So he says, so the guy didn't know what he's talking about. Because in his world.
Bar Terura is Reish Ayin based.
Right. but still, the way people pronounce it. So in the shachs, you know, in the yeshiva world, the Rav is the brisker Rav. The Rav is the brisker Rav. But if people call the Rav in the yeshivish world, it's the brisker Rav. And in the Mishnayos, it's the Bar Tanur. And in the Shach, it's the Ramah.
And the Pribu Gadol,
it's the Shach? We'll have to see when we see it in the Pribu Gadol, who he's referring to. Okay? So he says, Tamiyani, how could it say, Machakotav HaRav? Meaning, the Rav, the Ramah, who's saying that what? That it's a din in Basar Shema. He said, it doesn't make any sense. The whole reason that Mim B'mino is different than Mim B'sheno Mino is because of Tam. In the Mim B'mino is Lina Basar Shema. The Daito Im Hushava B'shema, Abel Gavdol Shava B'taima, Havle Mim B'mino. Basar Midravon, Ina Shava B'shema, Abel Gavdol Shava B'taima, Havle Mim B'sheno. So he says the whole thing is just the opposite of what the Ramah is saying. Oh, but then the line that begins Vehilkach, in the middle of that line, Va'apal Gav. In other words, the Shach realizes why the Ramah says what he said. You know, because of the Gemara and the halachas like Rava. So he says, no, don't worry about the Gemara. Va'apal Gav the Kaimelon Karava, Perak Basar Davar Zara, Kabi Chamachad Zazlina Basar Shema, Velo Basar Taima, Linyan Mimimino. And udafka l'inyan yayin nesach v'tevel she'osrin b'mashehu b'mim b'mino. That whole discussion is only l'gabe d'yisr mashehu. D'yisr mashehu means what? You have shishim already. And now we want to know if it's still usr. So Tom is out of the question. Now I want to know l'gabe this chumra d'rabonon of d'yisr mashehu that said only b'mim b'mino, what do we consider the chamra chadati b'indi? V'chein l'inyan trum of orla sh'yorim l'malam yishishim Bimino Hilkachim who shava b'shmo avogav lo shava b'taim avogav bimino also b'mashu. But when it's not, when it's just a shaila of a suffix shishim, and we don't know whether they're shishim or not. In other words, in the case of Agamar, we know for sure they're shishim, and we want to know apple pekin is it aser or not. So that's the machlokas b'shav shmo b'shav taim. So he says that machlokas has nothing to do with the regular discussion. If you have a suffix shishim, should we treat it like a mim b'mino, mim she'en amino? So of course, what's a mim b'mino? The same time. What's a mim she'en amino? A different time. The Ramah, his jump was to extend that Gemara even when you're pilpuling whether you have shishim or not. So the Shach says that jump is not correct in his eyes. When you have a suffix, whether you have shishim or not, so it's a possibility you don't have shishim, and you want to know, should we treat this like a suffix d'orais or suffix d'rabbanan? So of course, if it's different times, so then that's going to be mimishein amino, and therefore suffix shishim is going to be l'chubra. But in the case of the Gemara, Yivadah have shishim. And the only question is it still going to ask? That is the shas. So it's nice, the Ramah quotes all these Rishonim and the Gemara and everything. He has everyone on his side, but the Shach says it's all a mistake. I mean, it's a mistake to extend it beyond the application of a case where you might not have shishim.
The Shach doesn't want to make it applicable to the Gemara.
Well,
this only applies.
I mean, that's what the Gemara is talking about. What is the nidon of the Gemara? The nidon of the Gemara is: do you ask sir? Do you have the Issur Mashu? So the whole discussion of Issur Mashu means that I have Shishim. I just don't know whether there's the Issur Mashu or not. So then you have to know. The Issur Mashu is only said Bimin Bimino, and not Bim Mishain Amino, and Mim Bimino. So what's called Mim Bimino? So that's the discussion. When did we say this Kodma? Okay? That is the first part of this discussion. To understand the Gemara well, to understand the Rishonim, that the Rambam was quoting, to understand what the Rambam did with the Gemara, to understand why the Shach said the Rambam went above what and made an incorrect assumption, and that was his head. So now we have to go back to the Rambam and defend the Rambam.
Rebbe seems to imply that Ishur Mashu has to do with Yayin Nefa. So is that not, I mean, you don't think, like when Rebbe was going through the shop, it seems to be linked to Yayin Nefa. Meaning because
there's an issue that Yayin Nefa is not Batel.
Correct, that's where you have the Ishur Mashu. Meaning
right.
It's not really linked to Mimba. Rebbe seems earlier to
say. No, but that, then by Yayin Nefa, say you have, it said, by min b'she'eno min b'mino. That's when they have the Yisr Mashu.
The Yayin Nesach deal wouldn't even come into the equation in a case of min b'she'eno mino, even if it is Yayin Nesach. Meaning the problem stems from Yayin Nesach, but that would only apply in a case of min b'mino, not in a case of min b'she'eno mino.
Right, the Chumrah of Mashu, that means that Shishim is not enough, is only said by min b'mino. Right. And now we have to define. Is something mimimino or is it not mimimino?
So the shock that involves mimimino is in a time. What is it if mimimino? Why or what would it
become
that it has to do with
the
shash
about
being
at the time? Or, you know, no, in other words, the acid. Sure. Yeah, all types of xeris, you make mistakes and things like that.
Should they be mentioned somewhere? Like time, we have a good basis for it.
Well, we have a concept of Shishim by Mim B'mino. That's all over the place. And that's a Din
Drabanan.
Not
only by Yayin Nesach.
Not only by Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is one example that there's an Issur Mashu. Issur Mashu means that even when something has Shishim, it's still also like the example I gave you, that somebody's making this chult, and one chomet stick of barley falls into the pot, and it's cooked. So you got to throw out the whole pot. Throw out the whole pot. Because even though it's bottle. If it would have been, that's for Pesach. Before Pesach is different, but on Pesach.
It's
just
lach
a lot.
There wouldn't be Mim B'she'eno Mino, which then would not get, which means then you wouldn't have
the chomet. Yeah, and chomets happens to have this mashu bin mimino. I think so. If I'm not mistaken.
If we end up going with Shmuel and say that this is a case of mimino, meaning by an ismashu we use Shmuel, like we say, and being part of the shah, and we say that this is a case of mimino, so therefore you have ismashu. So wouldn't that define the whole thing as a min b'mino even before I have shishim?
No.
You could have min b'she'eno mino before shishim, and then once I have shishim, you could decide that now it's a min b'mino.
Right. Because the discussion before shishim is a discussion of tam. You're making a very good point. It changes. Right. Because beforehand, it's a question of tam. So that's the question of shishim. So then we go follow tam, l'kuli alma. The question afterwards of the chumrah of mashahu, and that has a different definition. So then the question is, when the Chazal made that extra iser, were they following Bosu Shmo or Bosu Taimu? Because there's no reason they should necessarily follow Bosu Taimu, because Tam is already.
Right. But once you define the Tavshil as this is Min B'mino.
Right, because then there's a din of Tam. Before Shishim was in the Tam, so then it's all about Tam. After Shishim, it has nothing to do with. But you're making a good point. In other words, what Shlomo is saying is it's a little bit strange that we, till Shishim, we will treat it like Mim B'she'eno Mino, which is different times. And after Shishim, maybe it'll become Mim B'mino. It's a little bit awkward, he's saying. But it could be, but the Shach is convinced that, maybe that's why the Ramah, like your Sora, that you know, in the middle of the day, he can't change something from imminu mimshainu minu. So if the Gemara's, you know, Hanami, the Rambam also knows that the Gemara is talking about after Shishim. But the bottom line is that the Gemara still says it's called mimimina, which has the same shame. So Mistama, that was the whole way through. Whereas what you're saying is maybe why the Rambam didn't like. I mean, Misvara, the Shach is right. Because that's the Chara, that's what all Tam is all. The Shishim is all about. We all got through discussing, could you replace Shishim with a Kfela? And that whole discussion.
Why that the Yayin Nesef and Tevel illegal Basar Shema? No,
those cases have an Isser Mashu. Not everything has an Isser Mashu.
So kids that have an Isser Mashu, why do they go Basar Shema?
That's where Chazal made their. Now, why did Chazal make it that way?
Yeah, they go Basar Shema. I understand Mashu, but why Basar Shema? Because
after
anyway,
but there's an extra corner about it. Yeah, so. Yeah, remember, Tuck was saying it's Nikkur al Shame. Nikkur al Shame, the. Like Ramoshis? Okay. Okay, so that's how they you know define it.
So the common denominator between these cases is that they're Isur Hadol, Komets, Tevel, Dainessa, Roch Isur Hadol, including Isur Hadil.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so some of these things have an Isur Masha. Okay, so now basically what's left for us now to explain, I don't know if we'll finish it all today, but there's left for us to explain. So what is Rambam going to say? Right? It's a big catcher, isn't it? So there's a lot of different terutzim for the Rambam. So look on page 6. There's a Chavos Das. Who wrote the Chavos Das?
This is the audio.
No. Chavos Yari and the Chavos Das are two different people. Nesivus, Rav Yaakov Milisa. He wrote the Chavos Das. He wrote the Nesivus HaMishpat. He wrote the what? What other sefer did we see this year? No. The Mekor Chaim. It's in the same sefer. That's where you made a mistake. Magen Aleph was written by someone else, right? But he wrote the Mekor Chaim, and Magen Aleph is in the same, printed together with the. What? He wrote the Tikkun Erev. Okay, so we're not going to be able to do everything now. So at least we'll learn a shtickle from the Chavos Das, and then on Monday, Bez Hashem, will. Next week we have regular, right? Monday, Wednesday, right? The other issues don't start till Thursday, right? Thanksgiving's still only a weekend, not a week. We should have a shiur about the kashrus of Turkey or things like that. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, the big hack about these chickens, you know the big, what? Purple chickens, yeah. Certain chicken, that was a whole big thing. So, maybe one of these days we should look into that.
I heard Rav didn't say Taco Thanksgiving,
sure? But he didn't say, I don't know, I cannot... You have someone from Boston here. Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't think it's true. I don't know. Yeah, okay. Basha Shema, Ayin Shach Shatom Al Harav. The Rav again is the Ramah. The Iker Tam, the Mim B'Shein Amina, the Vay Shishim Yidereisu, Mishim D'Tam Ki Iker. You can't call Tali B'Tamim. Fiyan Yizdai Dinir D'Hadini Marav. He thinks the Rav is right. Lo mi boi leinin im shavim betam vein shavim b'shma devadei dehu d'oraisa. Rabbi Yovi shows me mishen amina maybe a rabbi tars chatas klal amates shnei deyos mi d'oraisa vein shishim l'chriya revi hashach vein shishim d'oraisa l'chich zeh mi divrei atoisis p'sachim. Shas Vashach Sosa Ze Tosa Zaire Bekef Bekemach Avalach Balach Avalach Balach Vim Shein Amino Fil Bemokam Daleka Taima Kigon Kemach Bekemach Shatam Tam Mimenu Nivlon Osim Yidarais Lukul Yama Vatam came in the Balach Balach Yishbila. Okay, so what is he going to say? So go to the next arrow. Al Kor Chatzarek Lomer Da Lach Lomosh Misina He Lomulim Al Mikro Dachari Ramim Hakanadolini Isu Lobotil Osir At Shishim Pashishim Bato. The Aminim is Rob Shayla. He says that maybe Shishim is a separate halachal Moshe Misinai by Mimishayin Aminu, but not necessarily to do with Tom. And that's Pshat the Ramban. Mimshein Aminu, Shamamish Nusar of Dol Mahani Timus Kleva. Yeah. Well, Korcha Chiluk Sheish, bottom line, Sheish be Mim Aminu, Vein Aminu, but then says Lina Basha Shema, to her, Hachilcha Sakarava, Dazal Basha Shema. So he says that Shishim, we always thought that Shishim is a din and what? Tam, maybe it's just a halacha l'moshe Misinai, that Mimashay Nomino is B'Shishim. Yeah. So therefore, you have to define what's called Mimashein Aminu. The Halacha Mishem Mishina is telling me that normally we follow Rove, but Mimashein Aminu you don't follow Rove. So it's a din d'oraisa that you need Shishim. Irrespective of Tam, if it's Mimashein Aminu.
Shema just tells me that it is.
Right, right. Shem Tam is Lima as a Tam. How can I even like a Tam? Says remember me of how is he saying this? He's saying the Chora isn't the whole, everything we learned till now is that the concept of Tam. That's why the Shachlis. As they say, there could be an ishatam. Could be an ishatam. But that's not the reason for shisha. It could be an ishatam. But then, there's an ishatam. But the din of... But that's... If you have tam, there's an ishatam. But then there's a din of shishim. So the question of suffix shishim is not because of tam. It's because of this halacha Moshe Sinai, that min b'shein amino, you need shishim midoraisa. So a lot of cases it's going to be a different shem and a different min, so it'll work out good. But the cases it won't, like the chav, like say you have a suffix shishim, legabe chamra chadita, chamra atika the envy, right? Chamra. So then. So that din d'oraisa is not. It was, so you can't have an issur. So you can still need shishim midoraisa if we call it, say, according to Rava. Say, in other words, what's in Rava's case? Say you have Rava's case here of chamra. Chamra chadata be'invi. Right? And say you have a case of a suffix shishim by chamra chadata be'invi. Right? So it's a different... The taste is the same, right? But it's a different shame. So Rav Omar, so he's saying that the din is Beno Saint Tam. So then the suffix shishim doesn't apply over here. Because you don't need shishim. If you say Beno Saint Tam, it's the same Tam. So then there won't be a requirement of having shishim midoraisa. There was the Gemara talking about where you had shishim, but let's learn the Gemara, the same case in the Gemara when you don't have shishim, when you don't have shishim, where you have a suffix shishim. What would Rava say over there? So the Rama was saying, Rava would say the same thing, that it's benosei tam, so the mela, it's considered min b'mino. It's considered so the tam is the same. It's been no same tam. So Rava Omer b'no same tam b'asa shma is lina. Because if you have chamra, chamra chadata be'invi. No, one second. So you have chamra chadata be'invi, right? So you have new wine. So the tam is the same. The shemas are different. So Rava says you follow tam. Right? And that's why the Gemara says it's min b'mino. So here it's min b'mino. and it's the same tam. So really, you're not going to have a problem of tam. The child is that you're going to need shishim, midaraisa. So he says, no, only midrabban, it was a mimbamino. And what if you have chamra atika be'envi? So chamra atika be'envi. So then it's a different time, a different shame. So, but in other words, it'll still be, tam will still be relevant, but there'll still be an issa tam. If you margish a tam, there's a tam. But the din that you require shishim is this new halacha that's irrespective of tam. So there'll still be an issa tam, not necessarily midaraisa, but there's still an issa tam. That you can't have tam, and that, you know, usually, and then by shishim it'll be gone, according, and those are the different shitas, right? But if it's mimashein amino, and you follow basar shema, there's going to be a new din daraisa of requirement of shishim. No, you need shishim because you need shishim because you'll need the tamik fela to know if there's tam, which was margish of the shishim. But then there's another din of shishim irrespective of tam.
I think, I need shishim anyway, so what if we have to taste it?
If it's mimashayni mino, I need shishim.
So then, why bother with the kfeil?
I need
shishim anyway.
I need shishim if it's mimashayni mino.
So I need shishim irrespective of the kfeil.
Right.
Because I have the din.
Right.
So then, I need only the kfeil, and I already have shishim. I need to see whether there's still time after that. In proportion, under shishim, I don't need
to feel.
I need shishim.
Right.
Because
it's
not
going to
be
mapped. Right. So if I don't have shishim, if you don't have shishim,
then it doesn't matter what the
feel
says.
Doesn't matter what the feel says.
Shishim, but the other.
Right.
So I already have shishim to take care of that.
Okay. So I'm going to say, I don't know, we'll look at it. Okay, I'm going to stop now. We'll think more about this Chavastas. There's more things to say. But we're going to come back to this packet on Monday. Bez Hashem. Okay? So, but you should think, this is a fundamental machlokas, even though, I mean, the Ramah is you know, if it would just be like the Shach, things would be smooth, because that's the Pashat Shad is like the Shach. But what the Shlomo says, maybe the reason why the Rambam said it is he didn't like this switch, midway switch of what it is. Okay. So, okay.